listener production.
G'day, it's Tom Parry with you. Telstra is delaying the shutdown of its 3G network by 2 months to give customers more time to upgrade their devices. It comes amid concerns that thousands of Aussies with older phones could be blocked from making 000 calls once the network is switched off. The new shutdown date is August 31st. More build-to-rent properties could be the solution to our housing woes. That's what the Property Council of Australia reckons following the release of the latest State of the Housing System report. The council is calling on Canberra to construct more student accommodation and retirement living communities to address a predicted shortfall of new homes. CEO Mike Zorbas says the federal government has the power to make it happen.
It's a very, very big boost. If we could get 160,000 new homes through build to rent in this country, we'd be a long way to getting our housing targets.
And the Tasting Australia program is underway on the Limestone Coast. Events being hosted this week include a lobster and lamb luncheon at the Brumby Hut on Thursday and a tasting dinner at the Robe Hotel this Saturday. And while the event's not over yet, Festival Director Karina Armstrong is already expecting it to come back bigger and better next year.
Absolutely. I think it's a great untapped food bowl down there, and telling the story is really important and getting our producers involved. And I think what we've done this year will give our producers some real confidence that the event we can hold is, you know, world class, and they're involved and their stories are being told.
Taking a look at sport now, and in basketball, it was a weekend of mixed results for the Mount Gambier Pioneers women in the NBL 1 South competition. They had a narrow 2-point loss against Geelong on Saturday night, 79 points to 81, but bounced back on Sunday, defeating the Bendigo Braves 99 points to 81.